Hey, 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 what's up, party people?
Let's go! Chip has a fucking podcast. 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 Fuck yeah!
All right, I heard laughter. Which one of my jokes are you quoting?
Oh, God. Which
one of my jokes are you quoting? I heard laughter.
Who is he? Is he daddy?
What? Yeah, that's
who
he
is tonight.
Yeah. Hold on a second. I'm going to start in a minute.
Daddy's here. Wow.
I like that. See, everybody else is on board.
I never had a dad, and I'm not calling you daddy.
Yeah, you do. Let me tuck you in. Give you a little kiss. Good night.
Oh, shit. Oh.
There's my little boy. Oh, thanks everybody for coming in. You just made it.
Thank you for having me, Daddy.
You're welcome. And good to see you, June Ann.
Thank you, Daddy, for having me back on. It's good seeing you.
Oh, I like that. Bob, welcome.
Hi. I'm not calling you Daddy.
All right, we're going to cut that together. And you just did. Hi. We're going to say hi, Daddy. So let's cut that together and make it.
I'm calling you Daddy. That's great. I'm glad you're on board, Bobby.
That's nice, Bobby. Thanks for calling me Daddy. Daddy already. We all
I did
it.
Not call you Daddy.
Yes, you did.
I'm not calling you Daddy. I don't know why you I have a hard time saying your real name.
Yeah, why wouldn't you? Yeah, that's better. That's much better. All right. Are you smoking again? How long did you quit for, dude? I was fucking puffing on some herbs.
Yeah, you were puffing on herbs? What kind?
Chiba. Yeah, Chiba nut.
Swedish Chiba. I love it.
Fuck yeah.
I don't smoke herb, but I do smoke these delicious cigarettes. I quit for 2 weeks in April and I'm back at it. Better than ever.
What kind of butts you cutting?
Just fat ones, you know?
Yeah.
Some hogs, some fat ass white girls. But these are Marlboros, Marlboro Red Cowboy Killers.
Yeah, I used to smoke Parliament Lights. That's like the cigarette of like the Steve McQueen types.
My wife's mother used to smoke those.
Oh, did she? I used to smoke more cigarettes like Telly Savalas. I was like Kojak with my more cigarettes. I go, who loves you, baby?
You should smoke Misty's, the Slim and Sassy.
Oh, I used to love a good Misty or a Benson and Hedges. Oh, Benson and Hedges 100s fucking ruled.
I picture you as a Virginia Slim kind of gal.
I'm telling you, I'd hang with some Virginia Slims too. I got locked up in a joint one time and I rolled up my Virginia Slims in my sleeve.
I bet your mom probably smoked Newports.
She'd smoke Salems and Newports, whatever she could find in the ashtray or under the rug. So, June Ann, what have you been up to? How's life, babe?
Life's been good. Life's been really good. We just had the X-Biz Awards and the movie I was on here promoting last time, Mirror Game, actually, it won for Erotic-Themed Movie of the Year at X-Biz. So.
That's very nice. What's the title of this picture?
It's called Mirror Game.
Mirror Game. That's chill. Mirror Game.
So yeah,
is it
chill.
Sensual in front of the mirror?
It's very sensual. The mirror kind of plays this whole like supernatural theme throughout the movie. And then it's got the whole, like, you know, symbolism of mirrors being reflective and about your own life. And so
all the things you want in a good porn.
Yeah.
Exactly,
reflect
subtext. You know.
You're a porn star. I'm so sorry. I'm not familiar with your work.
Yeah,
he will be right after this podcast.
I will be. I hope the movie does well enough to get you a better microphone. But until then, I can't wait to check out.
Yeah, where's your microphone, June Ann?
I want to hear that nice voice.
Aw. I guess I have to get one of those.
God damn it. Get a mic, babe. I like a good mirror, though. I used to tug my pecker in the mirror.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking hot. And I would I would shoot it all over the mirror. And then I would like just fucking let the cats and dogs run in and fight over it.
What the? Oh. Like neighborhood cats and dogs or yours?
Either or. I would just like, I would always leave a little cat food inside and leave it right up to the mirror. And then run right at it and fucking clean the mirror.
You would lure them to it?
Yeah, so I didn't get yelled at by Ma.
Did they ever Lady in the Trumpet on the mirror just with the cup in the middle and then end up kissing the little cats?
Yeah, they would do. You know what the problem is? But it would run down the mirror and it would go into the wood groove where the glass meets the wood. I could never get a tissue in there. But that little scrapey cat tongue, right in there, clean it right out for daddy. See, she understands. So, babe, now this picture, where are they going to show it? Where can we see it?
It's at shush.com. So SSSH.com. It's in there.
SSSH?
Shush. Yep.
Do they have SSH just in case somebody fucks it up like Amazon? If you spell it with an I, it still goes to Amazon.
Right? I don't think they do, but that is a definite necessity these days.
So how's your physics going? June Ann is like into physics. That's why we connected.
Well, maybe not physics, but biology.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I meant. Like we did a little studying of each other's bodies. You know?
Like the human bodies.
So do you ever dissect a frog?
I have dissected a frog. I've dissected a frog. I've dissected a cat, a cow eye.
Why a cow eye?
Looking at it's actually a big eyeball and you can see the optic nerves and everything. That was in high school.
Oh, I thought maybe while the cow was standing and mowing and getting on your fucking nerves. Cows are really annoying. Fucking hate them.
Yeah.
Oh, grab a cow by the bell and scream at it.
No,
I have. Fuck yeah. Don't do it to a bull. My friend Jerry did it to a bull. It gored him right in the crotch. Tore him from his vas deferens back up to his spine. He almost bled out. God bless him. What were you saying, babe? I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, I don't know. But speaking of cows, I'm from Mississippi where everybody goes cow tipping. So when I was in high school, that's what everybody go do on the weekend.
You really did that?
I didn't. I was a gymnast. So I was sleeping because I had workout in the morning. But everybody in my high school did.
Do you have good upper body strength?
I did back in the day.
Yeah.
But it was more about the lower body strength.
Wait a minute. Hold on a minute, babe. You're making it a plump. So what would you do for lower body strength? Lower body
All the squats.
What are you doing? What you're telling? What the fuck is that?
Why, you don't even see two people flirt? What are you doing? Come on. Quit cock blocking. We're flirting. That's how you flirt? Yeah, she's twirling her hair going, oh, Chippis, and I understand. And fucking daddy is just getting all lathered and whatnot.
That's what he does when I tell him about my squat.
Yes, thank God there are no mirrors in your room, Chip.
Fuck yeah, believe me. We'd be fucking, the cats would be outside mewing already with anticipation. Yeah, they like it. They don't care. They don't have any hang-ups.
See, my cat came.
Oh, what's your cat? What's he licking?
He got all excited because he heard you.
Oh, is he licking his private area? Cut that out. We're going to get banned from YouTube. That's pornography.
That's how cats clean themselves, Chip.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
That's how they.
He's licking his paw. Now he's licking. I mean, he's just doing a regular old shower.
No, they don't. I had kittens. I had 7 kittens and I loved them all. And Reggie cleaned them. But they don't clean themselves. He goes, they're dirty. And he took the whole box and he put it in the tub for 20 minutes.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, no, Chip. What happened to the kittens?
I was shaking the box and it felt like they were just kind of moving around. Like
they did a documentary on Netflix about them.
But then Reggie took them out and he gave them to a farm, he said.
Of what type of farm?
I don't know, but he's like, I'm going to take these to a farm. Don't open the taxidermy box, Chippa.
Cemetery.
No, but then he left the box in the driveway. I was like, did he back over the box? And looked like he backed over the box and went to the liquor store. I know.
No, I don't think that's good for the kittens, buddy.
Why is that cat licking himself? That's so vulgar.
That's how they clean themselves.
He's taking a shower.
Their tongues are like sandpaper so that they can clean themselves better, Chip.
Is that? I thought it was to rip open prey like a lioness. That's why lions have rough tongues, so they can open up their prey. Or maybe it's just to clean their assholes, and I made it sound better than it really is. I apologize.
Oh.
I apologize. So what'd you do for the inauguration? Let's talk politics.
Yeah. Well,
when was that?
Tuesday.
Well, no.
Was it Tuesday?
Yeah, it was Wednesday.
Wednesday. 20th. Yeah, I paid attention.
They asked me to perform. That's why I'm asking. They asked me to show up.
No way.
Keys to sing Keys to the Kingdom because they felt like it had like a national implication to it.
Oh, wow. Did you go? I didn't pay attention.
Yeah. But they wanted me to lip sync. And I'm like, I got to sing live. You know, it was kind of nice. It was fucking cool.
What's Keys to the Kingdom?
My song. What do you mean? What is it?
I never heard it. I'm sorry.
Come on, Bob. God damn it. You got the keys to the kingdom of my heart. And if you put the keys in, my heart will start. You don't know that?
No.
I missed it. Can you sing it again, Chip?
You got the keys to the kingdom of my heart. And if you put the keys in, my heart will start. It's a ringtone. God damn it, Bob. You didn't get your Chip of ringtones?
No, I don't know where you get Chip of ringtones.
Oh, I'm not going to promote them right now. It's not about that. But I'm just going to say that there's a lot of fun fucking ringtones.
You have your own ringtones?
Oh, I go. Oh, hold on a second. Did somebody text? This is what I hear. Wait. Oh, God damn it. It's too low, Daddy. Hold on a second. Let me fix the hyopatics. Hold on, let me fix the sound. I bet you guys talk among yourselves. You know, I'm just fucking around. Why is it so low? Okay. Yeah, this is what I hear if I get a fucking text. Hold on a second. Wait. God damn it.
Text from Edgar. Oh, God.
It's haunting. Yep.
Yeah, it's fucking nice, right?
Yeah, that's frightening.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. June Ann, if there's any that you want, you let me know and I'll fucking, we can work something out if you want a free ringtone, like maybe Uncle Paul.
Don't answer the phone. It might be the police.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, if you want a fucking free ringtone, June Ann, you let me know.
Now, okay. If I wanted a free ringtone, could I get one?
No.
Oh, man.
No.
What about me?
Could I get it? No, it's not cost effective. No.
Cost effective? What does that mean?
No.
Cost effective.
I got overhead.
Oh, you got overhead? You no longer need it? Come on.
God damn. Fuck it, Ian. I didn't know where you were going with that. What he meant was like that I don't like having my pecker sucked anymore. Like, I'm over it. That's so 2020, something like that.
We got it. We knew what he meant. Ugh.
Oh, all right. Yeah, so June Ann, I'll give you one and you could promote it.
Okay.
And I'll give you a call and we'll laugh about it together. Hey, look at the ringtone.
Yeah. I want a daddy one.
Let me see if I have it. I don't think I have a daddy one. Hold on. I'll make you a special one, but then people are going to want it. Hold on. Oh, I got one that you're going to like. This is a real, hold on a second. This is a real, how about this one? This is like a love song.
Oh, what exactly is the ring? When will the rain stop falling?
Huh? Right, babe?
What the fuck
rain
is
songs
that?
Are romantic.
Is that a song or is that a ringtone that someone would play in public?
Both. It's a song and I put it in a ringtone because people like their favorite music to be ringtones. And that's what I do.
Yeah.
That's a song?
Oh, yeah. What exactly is the rain? Oh, when will the rain stop falling? Thanks, Ian.
Yeah, I'd love that to be my alarm clock. Just, you know, people could wake up with Chip.
Absolutely. That could be your alarm clock. I'm going to cut this whole part out so people don't think that I'm fucking plugging. That's not what this is about.
No, we're just talking.
I'll never be the man that my papa was is on there. That's a nice song.
What's that song?
It's another song, Bob. Come on, stop being such a fan. All right. Hey, 1 second. Here's this.
Oh, I wouldn't be the man that my papa was. I can't listen. Didn't admit my mistakes.
What the fuck accent is that? What? I can't take it, please.
What? I travel the whole country. June Ann, you understand.
Yeah.
You don't mind, right, babe?
Not at all. I love it.
See, isn't she a nice girl? She's beautiful. She's really smart. We're going to go for supper.
Oh, whoa. Yeah. What did you get?
I don't know. What kind of supper do you want to have?
I'm just going to cook for you.
That's nice. What are you going to? I like a nice bouillabaisse and like a wheat angel food cake.
Ooh, okay. I'll do anything for you, Chippy.
Yeah, angel food cake made out of whole wheat.
Ugh.
Maybe a pig freen cookie for dessert.
We can make that happen.
Yeah.
They don't have whole wheat angel food cake.
Now you're going to have to make it because I'm trying to watch my diet. Yeah,
but you can't have wheat angel food cake. Oh, forget it.
Well, maybe a nice iced tomato. You ever put a tomato in the freezer? Make yourself a frozen treat.
Oh, Chip, no.
It's delicious. Fuck it, because you know how good tomatoes are when they're fucking warm. Picture it cold like an icy apple, but it's a tomato. Put some salt gazpacho. On it. What, babe?
Gazpacho.
Gazpacho. It's like a
cold tomato soup.
Yeah, I always heat it up. I screamed it away to one time. I ordered gazpacho, and I'm like, this fucking dump, it's cold. I fucking threw it on him. It was a whole thing, and then someone explained to me, and I laughed about it on the way home.
Wow, so you eat tomatoes like popsicles, Chip.
Yeah, I do. I do. I actually put a fucking, I don't have any popsicle sticks. I got a nail file. So I take that and I shove it in the tomato and I freeze that mug. 2 or 3 days later, you got yourself a frozen treat.
Oh, nail file, Chip.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to be careful. Don't eat that part because sometimes there's little bits of finger in there and whatnot.
You know, the sandy part of the nail file is like a cat's tongue.
Yeah, it sure is. Believe me, tell my balls. Like, I don't know. You know, I understand.
Put the camera to him. Hey, balls.
Hey, how come you're doing a wrestling show after, by the way, Ian? God damn it. We're just hanging.
I know, man. Me and my buddy stream on Twitch. And on Thursday nights, we watch AEW on Wednesdays. And then we talk about it on Thursday nights.
Oh, okay.
I won't plug it right now. I'll do it later at the appropriate time. Because this is just friends hanging out.
What's the wrestling? Which matches you talking about?
Oh man. Well, I don't know if you like AEW or WWE.
Nah.
Now, what kind of wrestling do you like, Chip?
Backyard.
Oh wow. You ever backyard wrestle?
Yep. I always put on a headdress and pretend I'm Chief J Strongbow. Everybody 55 and over goes nuts.
But you put a headdress on, all right.
Hey, that's not cut that part out to the producer. What? We don't need that type of trash.
I just,
damn it, Junanne, I apologize, m'lady.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's all right.
I'm sorry, babe. So what's your specialty? What do you like to cook? And why don't you have a man? You're such a lovely lady.
Because I'm saving myself for you.
That's the right answer. See, that's what I was kind of hoping she'd say.
So is he.
Sometimes I'll walk up to a girl and I'll be like, nobody likes me. And I'll make myself cry. And that opens up their rescue instinct.
To call 911.
Help, I need to be rescued.
Let me ask you something. Junanne, would this turn you on a first date you were talking and a guy took these two fingers and cupped your chin?
With those nails?
And held your chin like that.
Baby fingernails you have?
Yeah, like that. Just held your fucking chin like that.
No.
And said something like, don't hurt me. I've been hurt before. And just cried.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, she really likes
it. I can get that love language.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Good loving. Good loving. Junanne's a good egg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's no yolk. Come on.
God damn it, finance. How was Norton today?
Norton was great, man. He's just, you don't like him?
No, he's boring.
No. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. He's a fruit. He is a fruit. Fucking piece of garbage. Really, traipsing around, blinking. No one likes him.
Yeah, he really does.
Yeah.
Just bug people.
How was your fucking podcast tonight, Bob, with fucking Jeff Calter?
His name's Mike Calter. It was a great show.
Jazz.
Yeah, we had Joe List.
Oh, and, does he really should get it fixed if it's his tooth?
No, List. That's his last name. Joe.
Oh, all right. How come he doesn't come on this show? What, is he too good?
I don't know if you've never asked him.
Yes, I have.
And what did he say?
No.
He never said no.
Yeah, he did.
Well, he did. I'm sure he didn't say no. I'm sure he'd love to be on the show.
Little tiny-headed mug.
No, you should have there's a bunch of people on that you should have on the show.
He probably doesn't like it because his head, he sits behind the mic. You're like, where's Joe? And he's like, I'm right here. I'm like, oh, all right. little teeny head. Who else should I have on the show, Bob, since you're booking the fucking thing now?
Greg Stone is a great guy.
Is he really? Me too. Yeah.
No. His last name is Stone.
Oh,
Greg
cool.
Stone. Okay.
Yeah, you Anthony love DeVito. Him. Great. Anthony DeVito. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cool. I loved him in Taxi. He's a legend, man. I would love to get him on.
Not
him. Fuck, Anthony one of my favorite actors. Fucking throw Betty from the train.
No, he's not. He's not that guy. It's Anthony DeVito. He's a comic.
Yeah, very funny guy. Hey, Brendan Riga, Sagalo, put your fucking sweater on, Riga.
Would be great on the show.
Yeah, Mike Feeney would be great. Those guys.
Oh, cool. Is he related to Shirley?
Who's
Shirley that? Feeney?
Yeah.
From Laverne and Shirley?
Yeah, Shirley Feeney was the name.
That's a TV show. No.
Excuse me. I didn't mean to fucking say that.
No, but we had a great show tonight. Joe has a show with Renan.
Rhiannon? She's fucking great. I love her. Do you ever hear Umbrellas? Christ.
Yeah.
Not the.
I have heard Umbrellas, but how does it go? I forget.
Umbrella. Ella. Ella. It's fucking great.
That is a good song.
Yeah. I like that a lot. It's about rain.
It's not her.
Oh.
What?
It's.
That's her singing.
Yeah, it is. Thanks, Ian. You're right.
No, that.
Go ahead, Bob. So Rihanna's doing a podcast with who? Not fucking Rihanna. Jerry Lynn?
Rihanna is not doing a podcast, Chip. His name is right. Right, his name? Now I'm messed up.
Renan Hirschberg. He's Renan Hirschberg.
Renan Hirschberg.
Funny guy.
Okay.
They have a podcast where they go. They talk about movies.
Oh, cool. I'm going to do the same thing, but I'll do it better. What movies are they talking about? I'll show them how to be fucking humorous.
Well, they were talking about tonight.
Give me it. I'll do it better. I'll run them right out of business. Go ahead. Tell me the movie. June, we're doing a movie podcast. Go ahead.
Field of Dreams.
Oh, if you lick it, it will come. That's what I would say. Field of Dreams. What are they fucking wet dreams? Boom. What's that?
Lick what?
It.
There you go. It. Because I was going to say like fucking cock, but I didn't want to be vulgar.
Why would? Ooh, that's vulgar.
The way you say that, Chip. Wow.
Yeah, girls like it when you're aggressive. Hey, babe, what are you doing? Why don't you get over here and give a little kiss to my fucking cock? Fucking love it. Grind your teeth and whatnot. Yeah.
Is that true, June?
It is.
That's right.
I'm dripping right now.
Oh, come on, babe. Don't be fresh. You're making me blush and whatnot.
I don't believe it.
Yeah.
Clean up aisle June.
Fucking getting so sloppy down there. It's like somebody spilled a bunch of lake juice or something.
Lake juice?
Yeah. Bob, you should quit smoking. How about the non-smokers on top and then the fucking smokers on the bottom?
But smoke rises, so then you'll have the secondhand smoke, Chip.
Goddamn good point, Ian. I hadn't considered that. Let's fucking forget I said that. My apologies to everybody involved. Junan, can you see me on the top? Am I on top?
You're on the bottom right now.
Yeah, I don't know why everybody's thing is.
Hey, he's on the bottom, not right now, all the time.
Wait a minute, Bob. That implies that I'm Norton. You got to separate. I do not like peckers. Norton has never met one that he wouldn't shake hands with. There's a big difference between the two of us, okay? I've woken up a lot of times and went, God damn it, another belly button and my head is moving. Fucking makes me sick to my stomach. Fucking man, raised in a Christian household. Oh, don't confuse me and him.
I apologize.
Makes me fucking nauseous.
Oh, fuck yeah. It should.
You know, I like it.
Fucking like a pan flute, he treats it. God damn him. Makes me sick. Excuse me, Junan. I didn't mean to be salty.
Oh, it's all right.
Now, so you're doing this movie. It's very successful. Now, do you go out and dance, or what do you do? Do you go out and do shows, or what do you do?
For the movie?
No, just in general. Do you go out, like, do you go on the road at all, or no?
No. I just do movies. I actually started like making my own movies. I have a experimental short that I just submitted and is doing really well in the film festivals.
Oh, what's it about? What's the experimental short? Because if you need somebody, I'll be glad to do a couple scenes and send it to you. You could throw it right in. Like if you need drama or something. What's it about?
It's called The Treachery of Love.
Love is treacherous.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a bunch of different layers, so it's only like a 6-minute short.
Give me a layer. Go ahead. Give me a layer.
So the surface layer is it's a really hot piece of voyeurism. The way it's shot. You never see the other person. You don't even know if they're there.
Then you realize they're in a coffin.
What?
No, the guy's pumping
there
away.
There are some tight dead one. Shots.
So wait, hold on.
There's no exact coffins.
Is it starring you?
It is.
Wait, is this pornographic?
So it is. I'm actually submitting it to like mainstream film festivals.
That's right.
It just won like a best. It won best short, but it has been winning some like erotic categories.
Oh.
But it's also it's been competing well in the experimental category. It just won its first like overall best short of a festival.
What makes it erotic?
That's chill.
Probably because the theme and that it does include nudity.
What kind of nudity?
My nudity.
Whoa.
So are there other people in this picture or is it just you?
It's just me.
Oh, wow. How could I see this? Why don't you let me see it? I want to see this picture. Believe me, I'll put it into the Oscars.
So it actually is also on shush.com. So if you go to see Mirror Game, you can also see The Treachery of Love.
SSSH?
Yep, SSSH.com.
That's shush. Nice.
I always get told shush, don't come. That's what I get told.
Yeah, what's it called? Orgasm. Orgasm denial. I've had that a lot of times. I didn't know what it was, but I was making love to a girl and she made me lay on this piece of wood and there was a hole in it and my balls were hanging through and she had a Zimzam paddle and I was humping it. Yeah, remember Zimzam, the game? It was like a fucking, it was like a paddle game.
With the,
that
with
sounds
the
fun now.
Ring and the ball?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and you hit it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she did that with your pecker?
My balls only, but she didn't even use the paddle part. She just used the handle and drove it up.
Oh.
Yeah, she ruptured one.
Oh, no.
Yeah, believe me, I didn't enjoy it either anyway. So what's Joe List promoting? How come he won't come on and talk to me? That really bugs me.
I don't know that he wouldn't, Chip. I don't know if you've asked him. So I would probably ask him if you want me to ask him. I can.
Yeah. Why don't you?
I could
give him a quick text while we're talking.
I'm here right now.
Okay. I'm happy you're here. You got a good camera set up. Has anybody ever told you that every time you're on?
Yes. Every time I'm on, I have the best camera set up in Zoom.
It does look good, right?
Yeah. What kind of camera is that? I need to get a new.
It is a GH5 Panasonic.
Yeah, GH5. I thought that's what I'm using too.
You're not using a GH5.
Yes,
no.
I am.
No, you're not.
Of course I am.
Can you zoom in with that, Bobby?
Oh, yeah. You just do this.
No, he's talking to me. Chip.
Oh, sorry. All right. Hold on a second. You see my fucking, there, my shirt. There you go, Chipula. A little promotion for the show, you know.
You want me to text Joe right now?
Yeah, give him a quick text. Ask him what he's doing.
Call him on speakerphone, Bobby.
Why don't you do that?
Oh, yeah.
Are you wearing a brassiere?
No,
I'm not, but thank you for asking.
All right, good. No, that's why I was talking to you, too. I wouldn't ask a lady that question.
Hello, you reached the voicemail box of Joe. I apologize for not answering. Leave a message, and I will get back.
Leave him a message, Bob. Make sure it's firm. Arm okay. To the point.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages.
Probably a bunch of the fans got to him already. They're like, come on, you sock cucker, get on Chippison's, you know. Hate when the mailbox is full. He probably has a few cool messages from people and he wants to save it.
Have you ever dealt with a couple full mailboxes, Chip?
Hold on a second. That sounds like a man's asshole. No, that's vulgar. No, I haven't.
No?
Yo, what is that what it's called? A what? Full mailbox?
When you got a shit.
Is that really a thing?
I don't know. Sounds perfect.
It is from now on, you know?
Jeez.
Yeah.
Damn right it is. I'm stressed out tonight.
What are you stressed about?
Just the whole world.
Mm.
You know, society.
What's wrong with society?
Well, there was an inauguration, a new generation, and a regeneration.
Are you not going to fucking...
Across the nation.
Please don't. You're not going to do that.
Nation, shun evil, shun hate.
Keep going. I like it.
That's nice, right? That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Ingratiate. We ate all the hate and we spit it back out, outside. Outside is coming in. Come in. Mm. The door is now open.
Mm. Yes.
Mm.
Keep it going. Look at that. Keep rocking.
I'm just fucking slam poeting. It's what I do. Oh, you don't like so it, good. Bob?
I don't. I don't like it at all, ever. Never will I ever like it. It fucking hurts me.
Why? You kind of sounded like you were rhyming. You said, I don't like it. Never, ever will I like it.
That's ever. Right. That's right.
Not I don't.
I only like poetry when they sing.
Yeah, patriotic. It's erotic, meaning sexy.
It's one of my least favorite things. It makes my skin crawl.
Oh, no. What, bad slam poetry, right?
No, when
your skin will crawl on its hands and knees, beaten down by society.
And it doesn't even rhyme. It's not.
Yes,
even
it does.
That was knees, nice.
Society.
That's right.
Maybe you don't like slam poetry because you've never tried it. Why don't you try some?
Bob, give us a slam poem. That's what I'm trying.
I would rather not do that.
I would rather not, but I will not tie a knot. I will not tie a rope.
I wish you did. I wish you
did. Oh, believe me. I wish somebody would too. It's coming.
I'd love to see that hat on the floor.
Oh, that'd be so great. His family would have to explain why they found him in a wig with glasses all askew. I was taping something.
The top of the hat.
Yeah. Fucking hats on the floor. It's all sad and shiznit. Yeah. Go ahead, Bob. Do something with a knot. K-N-O-T. We are driving a certain amount of knots, but not Don knots.
I'm fucking infuriated. I can't.
Yeah, it's hard, right? Because the emotion comes out of you. The emotion wells up, as in Jennifer Wells. Oh, wait, what was the name of that bitch that died? Dawn Wells. I fucked up.
I don't.
Why don't you start with where you're at, Bobby. Say that you're in the shed and then just let it flow. From
that's right. You are in the shed and you are going to shed some tears. Tears of joy. Tears for fears. No need to be afraid. It is a new dawn.
I really can't. This is fucking me up.
It's making you upset. I understand. Upset, the opposite of being down. Set me aside, not aside, inside.
Fuck me. I can't do this.
Yeah. This June Ann, it's good, right?
That's great.
Ah, fuck. I hate it so bad. It's fucking, it makes me sick to my stomach.
Yep. That's right. Oppression makes me sick to my stomach, too. Go out and protest. That's right. Protest, a professional test of your ethics.
I'm fucking speechless.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, God. The only thing I can do is just.
Thanks a lot. Just snap your fingers, right? Keep it going. Nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. God, that's good.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it, Ian. Bob, yeah, why don't you try one? Go ahead. Don't be shy.
I don't. I really would not.
Raise your head up. Face the nation, the inauguration.
Oh, fuck me.
That's right. The ingratiation of the nation.
Yeah. Bobby sits in his shed. Right now, he wishes he was dead. He's got those square glasses. What world does he see? He doesn't want to do anything with old Chippy.
That's you damn Skippy. You damn Skippy. His glasses are square, which is why he cannot see the prism.
Oh, what? Yes.
That's right. I
know
this.
It's deep. It's deep. I understand.
It's deep. Oh. Put on your swimmies because you don't want to drown. It's that deep.
That's right. That's right. Jump into the pool, but jump into the deep end. This is a deep end and justifies the means, but don't be mean.
Whoa,
what? What the fuck?
You can't
just say deep five times.
Deep five times, deep five times, deep five times, and I will say it twice more. I've said it thrice.
I have to fucking go. I can't do
it. Oh, no, he needs the restroom. Why do they call it the restroom when you are busy inside of it?
Yes, there's message in the music, Bobby.
That's right, Bob. You just ain't digging it.
Stop listening to this podcast.
Get a shovel and begin to dig it.
It's throw your phone out your car window right now.
No, but just do that if you're in the driveway so you can get out. And by the way, how come you drive on the parkway and park in the driveway?
I never thought of it that way before, Chip.
Thanks.
Because you're not an asshole. I mean, what?
That's dirty language. Cut that out to the producer. Oh, we don't need that type of talk. Going to get us an X rating. Thank you kindly. Yo, did you see Bernie and his fucking mittens sitting there all mittened out and shizzing it?
Uh-huh. Comfy.
I seen some funny pictures of him being put in different places, but I'm like, that's got to be a Photoshop.
Mm.
They put him on the Sopranos set. I'm like, he was never in the fucking Sopranos.
I think it was a joke, Chip. I think it was a Photoshop thing. Usually when something like that happens.
Yeah, that's dishonest. That's fake news. He was in Jaws too, like Robert Shaw was just sitting there. I'll catch him for five. I'll kill him for 10. And I'm like, that wasn't Bernie.
How do you know? You weren't there.
I know, but I remember the picture, and plus he got his stomach bit in half in the movie. You know, I would have heard if it was Bernie.
I'm pretty sure they were just having fun and Photoshopping it in other things. It's not real.
I don't like that.
You don't like what? Fun?
No, with that's not fun for me.
No, why not?
Because it's pornographic.
putting Bernie in Jaws is pornographic?
Yeah, and dirty things.
No.
Well, sorry, I was answering your question. I happened to look over at that kimono, and I just, my mind got distracted.
Kimono? Not a kimono. Yes, I like it.
Yeah, oh, kimono. Christ, sounds like almost like Norton's nickname in high school. What were you saying, Bob? What were you saying, Bobby? Don't be shy. Talk at me.
No, I'm just saying that fucking
you cannot see the light. You need to get your glasses fixed because they can only see darkness.
I beg you. If there's anything
I beg you, universe. I beg you, universe. It's you and universe.
I'm being so genuine right now, dude. I need you to fucking stop. I need you.
I really need you. I need you, which means I need you. K-N-E-A-D, like bread. I make bread out of you. I need you, and I mold you into what I think you should be.
Yes.
I can't do this. I really can't do this.
Bono, help the world. Don't you see? He helps people with AIDSE.
That's right. That's right. Bono will give aid if you have AIDS. He aids.
God, I wish you had AIDS.
That's not, cut that out. That's vulgar. That's not very nice. God damn it. I got 7 false positives on that goddamn disease.
I'm sure there's been a couple squeakers.
Yeah, 7 false positives. And I got a negative from some guy in a truck. I was like, I'll take that one. Thank you kindly.
Oh, God. Thank God.
I know. Anyways. Thank God. Thank him up above. And I don't mean my neighbor. You know, see, it all just kind of flows out of me.
What?
Because there's a new dawn. I don't know why they say a new dawn unless it is liquid detergent.
What? Right? I need to stop. Listen.
Yeah.
That kimono is very nice, though. Is that all you have on? Is just the bathroom?
Just the vest.
Just the robe?
It is.
Not you.
Oh, yeah.
So all you're wearing right now is that little thing.
I don't believe it. I have to have something on under that.
Is it satiny?
It is.
Oh, that's nice. Just keep it close so your breasts don't tumble out.
Yeah, God forbid.
Yeah, one of Zia's breasts showed a little bit last week. I went ballistic. I screamed and yelled.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll make sure I keep him.
Keep him tucked away because the fans don't like that if a breast pops out.
Yeah, the people on the podcast right now wouldn't like it either.
That's right. Hey, let's talk about UFOs. let's talk about UFOs. Have we all seen a UFO? Because they're supposed to declassify all of the UFO files and whatnot. Ian, what do you think? Do you believe?
I thought that was coming out today. Was there the leak? Was it a? Did the leak come out today?
Oh, I don't know. But if it was a leak, believe me, it was a drip because I didn't hear about it. I'm a big UFO guy because I got fucking taken on board a couple of times and shown. No,
yes. So you weren't dropped off?
See that? I can enjoy mirth.
What the mirth? Fuck?
What's mirth?
Bob made a good joke. And you know what, Bob? A smile from Chipper is your reward.
Oh, God. Thank you, Chip.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Go ahead, talk to me about UFOs. What they leak?
I believe they're released. They have to release it by June, mid-June.
June Ann.
Not June Ann. The date.
I'd never release June Ann.
I would release as soon as June Ann shook my hand. She would go, hello. And I would go, what? Oh, my bad. Got to go home now. So when's the last time you went on a date and where'd you go?
I haven't been on any date
in a long time.
No.
Where are you?
No.
Are you in New York?
No, I'm in St. Louis, Missouri right now.
That's cool.
Wow.
Nice, what's a peaceful town
there?
Yeah. What do? Do you sell rocks and torches? Holy shit. Fuck it. Everybody's angry in St. Louis. Throwing rocks to the guy that was, you know.
What?
Yeah. I just go to work, come home, make my smut.
What do you do during the day? I don't remember. You told me and I forgot.
I'm an immunologist.
That's right. What is an immunologist? I know, but these two dummies don't.
Yeah, what is
it? We study the immune system. So specifically, I do vaccine evaluation.
Cool. Did you hear about COVID?
Yeah, I did hear about that. Oh,
fucking Christ.
The vaccine, right? So let me ask you, can I get one?
I don't know. You're not that old.
Are you an anti-vaxxer?
No, I'm very much a vaxxer. I participated in the trial, so.
Oh, shit. Who got arrested?
No one got arrested in that trial.
Oh, it was a medical thing. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was for the vaccine.
So did you get both doses? Are you not just a one dose Johnny, right? You got both?
I got both of them. Yep.
That's chill. Did it make you sick or anything?
Yep.
Oh, no. Talk about it because we're going to make news. What happened? You almost died? My mother said, no. Chipper, I won't take a vaccine. She screamed at me.
No, but after the second dose, my arm was considerably sore and I was pretty tired.
How long were you tuckered out for, babe?
Just the next day, and then I was back to normal.
Have you found any effects or any long lingering side effects from it?
I haven't, and my mom was also in the other company's trial and she hasn't had anything. Either.
So it's just a flu vaccine. That's it.
Well, it's very different than the flu vaccine and the way they made it because it's a different technology. Mm-hmm. It's an mRNA vaccine, which is the first time that technology has been used in vaccine design. And it's, the efficacy data was really impressive, showing after the second dose up to 95%.
Yeah, kill protection. Rate, right? Oh, yeah.
You can't catch
protection. COVID
after the second dose.
What?
You can't catch COVID after the second dose?
You can still catch it, but it's going to be just like the flu vaccine, kind of. If you get the flu, you're not going to be in the hospital.
Right.
There were people that still did catch COVID, and we still don't know either. There's going to be data coming out and research that happens to see if vaccinated people can be asymptomatic carriers. Because we still don't know that either. Because it's very possible that someone that's vaccinated could be an asymptomatic carrier. And that's why it's important that we still mask. And
oh, wow.
So the flu vaccine is 50%. This is 95%, correct?
Yeah. So it's not complete. But what we're trying to do is keep people out of the hospital.
Keep them out of the hospital.
And keep them out of the hospital so our health system doesn't get overwhelmed.
It's just crowded. Cats back there.
Holy shit.
And yeah, that's a big cat. Yeah. And then keep people try to, you know, make it as, you know, if they do happen to get it and get sick, it's only like a
a few days, right?
And isn't it's the like the technology in this?
This is a Zoom. It's so fucking amazing.
Not this technology chip. Oh. I'm talking about in the vaccine.
Oh, apologize.
That it could cure cancer or something like that.
Nah,
or
it's for COVID. No cancer vaccine, Bob. Stop spreading fake news.
The way it attacks this.
So the people that designed the Pfizer vaccine, they are possibly looking into expanding the use of the technology into treatments for things like multiple sclerosis. Yep. So I'm sure as they start expanding its use out, I could see it being used as possibly a therapeutic vaccine for cancer, maybe down the road.
I suggested that, yeah.
Possibly.
Yep. Mm.
Yeah.
Is that why they wanted to
suggest that earlier? Yeah.
Is that why they wanted you with the inauguration chip? Because of how intelligent you are when it comes to it?
Well, you know, I don't like to brag at all, but I mean, they did fucking bring me in for that, you know? I'm not an anti-vax. We all going to wear a mask, but everybody wears a mask. We wear one alone at home. We keep on our mask. Take off your mask. Put on your mask.
Be your true saying mask. No. You're just saying mask over and over again.
I know.
That doesn't make it. What?
Wear a mask. And I do not mean Jim Carrey. Carry a disease. Dis-ease. It means being ill at ease.
It does not mean disease. Not mean fucking.
Yeah.
Oh. Good. Bobby, why don't you just try it? You'll feel so much better.
Bobby, you will feel so much better.
It'll be like a vaccine of slam poetry. It'll make
That's right. Shoot it into your veins. And I do not mean weather veins on the top. And I do not mean vanity. I mean in the veins. Mm. What the fuck is it? Yeah, Bob, don't be afraid. There's no wrong answer.
Yeah.
It hurts.
I know. It hurts. H-E-R-T-S. Or H-U-R-T-S. Is it a car commercial? It hurts talking like OJ, and I don't mean the juice. I mean real orange juice.
The fuck does that mean?
It doesn't mean anything. It's all about life. If you don't get it, you don't get it. Just don't let it end. And I mean life.
I didn't know
she's doing that with the kimono. She knows the women like it when you're poetic. It's sensual. She's doing all this. Oh, this fucking Chipperson character is driving me nutty. I understand. Oh, boy. Yeah, careful. Keep that closed. We don't need spillage on this program. Thank you. You should put a belt around the top.
It's opposite day.
Yeah, you can't show nudity on this.
That's right. I don't even like the side of a heavy breast. Go ahead, Bob. Do a slam poem. Bob, we're all with you. We're all with you. Don't be shy.
I hate this
pressure. What, this oppression. The oppression or the depression or the regression, or is it the recession?
Mm. Yes.
The fact that you make me do this makes me really want to leave. I don't want to make my bones end, but that all I got up my sleeve. You wear that hat. It really makes me not want to be friends. I hope you go all the way to the end of the bridge and jump off and never to return. Because you really, really, when you poetry rap, it makes my skin burn.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. You know what bridge I will go to? The one in my nose. Because sometimes I'd be going to scrape one of them mugs out. And my mother would go, Chippo, when you get to the bridge, wave.
Bobby, that was great. Don't you feel more free?
Yeah, don't doubt yourself.
I don't feel free.
You should have no doubt.
Mm.
I feel peer pressured and I feel dirty.
Peer pressured? What are you, fishing?
What?
P-I-E-R. Like Pier 1 imports. You will import thoughts into your brain and into your heart.
Oh, fuck it. I know.
I know. We'll talk about something else. It's a little overwhelming. Please. This is a weird one.
Please, please.
Can you get me a vaccine, babe? Hook me up. Throw me one in the mail.
I have no control over the vaccine doses.
Just talk to someone. You got a doctor friend or something?
Nope.
How much does shush.com cost to join?
I'm not sure, actually.
What is it again? How do you spell it?
SSSH.com.
SSSH.com. So it's
three S's.
Yeah.
Dot com.
What if there's three? What if someone puts in four S's? Will that at least take it to?
I don't believe so. They're out of luck.
Ooh, what is that?
What? Hold on a second. What are you looking at, Bob? Something salty? Hold on a second. Let me see.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you're at shush.com? I want
to
be in on
this. Are we all going to shush.com?
I mean, I'll look at it for a second. Oh, there's a lady coming out of milk. Ew. Oh, boy, there's a guy licking. What's he doing down there?
Wait, here comes this.
What are they doing? It's a German movie. Oh, is that chocolate on them?
Look at all those awards.
Oh, why is he doing that to a cuda? He's taking his penis out. Put that away. Oh, his peck is all big. God damn it. I'm closing this.
This is like sensual pornography.
Yeah. Yes. This is not dirty pornography. I like it sensual. Like, I like pornography that's realistic. Like, right before you start, that she's like, all right, I'll be right back. And she goes to the bathroom and she screams, where's the paper? You know, like real life type sex. Then you hear the bowl flush and the plunger going. Then she comes in and gets on top. That's what real life is, right, babe?
Totally.
Are you in this promo in the beginning?
No, it's not my thing, bro. I'm just doing this.
Not you, Chip. Oh. I'm talking to June.
Yeah, what's up, June?
I'm not sure because I'm not looking at it right now.
That's right. She's concentrating on the podcast she's on.
Yeah.
So
I
people at work ask you about your other job? Are they amazed that you do both things?
I guess some of the people that I like talk, like people that I'm friends with, they know what I do and they think they think it's cool that I just embrace it.
Yeah, I agree. They asked me to do like real hardcore porn, but I was like, no.
Do you do hardcore pornography? Or do you just do stuff on yourself on like OnlyFans?
I got my own OnlyFans. You're asking
me. Mirror Game is definitely because they do a kind of R-rated edit, but then they do like total like NSFW
FW. What's that? What's FW? Felching
like
something?
Like what would be like XMA rated, X rated, whatever. That's on their website. But they do have, because they shoot in like 5K, like 5K reds, and it's
that's racist.
Edited, professionally soundtracked at X's. It also won for best music.
What kind of music? What'd you have in there? Because I could have given you a deal on Keys to the Kingdom.
It was an original score. Person that did it, Roland, made an original score for the film.
What was the name of one of the songs, babe?
They weren't named, so to speak. It was just one track throughout the film.
Singing or music or both?
Just music.
Oh, all right.
Just
you should. I would have done some lyrics for it. See, I would have done that for a pretty low price because we're friends. You guys fucked up. You missed out.
Next time.
Yeah. This movie is sensual. I would have sang about mirrors. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Something like that. I would have made something up. Yeah. What are you looking at, Bob?
I was just seeing if Joe... I was seeing if Joe got back to me.
Joey Lips.
Well, Joey Not Lips, actually.
Did he get back to you?
He did not. I thought it was him, but it wasn't him.
What's he doing? Trying to force an M&M into his little tiny mouth? Fucking Joe. You want to choke Joe? Give him a shirt button. Little tiny mouth. Excuse me. What kind of dog you got back there, babe?
Oh, he's adorable. That's Bear. He's a rescue.
Oh, okay. Who did he rescue? The cat?
He rescued me.
Looks like a fox. He's cute.
What a little buddy.
I hope he eats your robe now and takes it the other room.
No, Bob, you don't want that. If he eats your robe, jump off camera because your breath will fall out. God damn it, Bob.
I'm sorry. I didn't. I apologize.
Yeah, we don't need that.
Yeah, he's a sweetheart.
Does he bite? What was that sound?
No, he's a sweetheart. It was just him. Sighing.
What a cutie.
Thanks.
And the dog ain't bad either. Come on, guys.
Do you live by yourself?
Yep.
Do you get scared at night? I hate living by myself because I believe in ghosts.
No. Call the ghost get scared.
You ever have contact with a spirit?
A spirit?
Yeah, you ever seen like an evil spirit? One time I had flies on the window. It was winter. I was like, something's fucked up in this house.
Did you see it, actually?
Uh-huh. Yep. Fucking.
It flies on the window, and that was a ghost?
In the winter, yep. And it was like, and the voice was like, get out. I'm like, fuck you. I fought the, you know, fought it. You ever see that show on Netflix about, we talked last week about past life regressions, and I went into my old life.
Wow.
When I was a king. But it's called Surviving Death on Netflix. You ever see that? They do two episodes on mediums. Oh, they were believable. What magical ladies.
I didn't really believe them, but
no?
the
I'm Tommy. Look, I'm Tommy. That fucking little Tweety Bird looking bitch. I'm Tommy. Little fucking Snoopy Bird twerp. Yeah, I believed it. Tommy the ghost talked to her. I'm a little boy named Tommy. And who was the one ghost that she hung out with? He acted like an MC. Is everybody ready to talk? And they're like, hey, thank you. Thanks, Mr. Spurrin, who's like a host. You know who I mean?
Yeah.
You know, it was another very believable moment when the fucking... when the lady who's been doing it 40 years all of a sudden goes, okay, and she's zoned out, and she became the doctor. And she goes, my dear boy. Yes, my dear boy. And that fucking mope started crying. And she goes, do you have a tissue? You know, because she was the doctor. And the lady goes, no. And she goes, I believe my medium has one in her purse. The fucking ghost knew that the fat medium had a tissue in her purse. If that's not evil, I've never seen evil.
Yeah, it's a pretty fucked up show.
Yeah, hell but yeah.
The first episode with the lady in the kayak, that was pretty crazy.
Yeah, same thing happened to me. I was underwater for like fucking 30 minutes, and I seen all of my relatives.
You were not underwater for 30 minutes. That's crazy.
Well, underwater for 30 minutes? How'd you survive, Chip?
The oxygen thing I had on.
See, that's called scuba diving.
Yeah, yeah.
This lady was stuck in a kayak under a waterfall for 30 minutes.
That sounds
minutes.
Beautiful.
No, that's not beautiful. She was jammed between a rock
and she died.
Rock in a hard place, Bob. Oh, is this a metaphor? Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and she lived. I've seen that one. She's a doctor, that lady. Hey, my dear boy. My medium has a tissue in her purse, dear boy. I'm like, boy, she has the doctor lingo down. She must be a real doctor possessing her soul.
Right back. I promise.
Where you going? I see the ghost talk, freak them out. When I start to get spiritual and free, how funny would it be if we seen three guys running and fucking hit him with a rock? I'm serious. So do you believe in ghosts, babe?
Yeah. I've never had an experience, but I believe in them.
How about you, Bobby?
I've had an experience, I think.
Talk about your ghost experience, Bob, all kidding aside. Just tell ghost stories.
When,
I don't know.
Me and my wife were trying to get have a baby.
She was trying to have a baby.
We were trying to have a baby, and it didn't happen for like a year and a half.
Bobby?
What's that?
You were trying to get pregnant too?
Yeah.
I'd like
Does that sound familiar to you, Ian?
Hold on a minute. We got to cut that part out. That's implying that he likes to be impregnated.
We couldn't have a baby, and then I was just like, we should just have sex for fun. Let's stop trying to have a baby. Let's just bang.
So we did.
And we had fun. I made her laugh, and we were joking around. And then that night,
what are you joking about? Tell me one of your sex jokes.
I didn't tell her a joke. I just made a goof. When I was coming, I went boogaloo, and she laughed, and she was like, "What are you doing?"
Why would she laugh? That's hot. Oh, this is the ghost story. Sorry. Go ahead. So what, you boogaloo, and did you summon the candy man?
No, I'm going to get to it. That's not
the ghost. Oh, go ahead. Go on now. Hurry up, boy.
I wasn't summoning ghosts.
Oh, sorry.
So we went to sleep. I woke up in the middle of the night, and her mother was spooning her, rubbing her belly. And I looked over at her. She turned to me and gave me this evil stare, like, didn't say anything, just looked at me like, "You asshole."
Yeah, she probably didn't want Dawn to marry her. Can you blame her?
But her mother, I woke up the next day and I told Dawn that your mother was in bed with us last night, but her mother's been dead for 2 years at that point. And that's actually the day that Max was conceived. That was when we had the baby.
So she was a friendly ghost.
It was her mother. I hope she's friendly.
Yeah, but she was mad at you.
You never know.
Yeah, she was mad at me. I don't know why, but she looked at me like,
probably for going boogaloo when you were having an orgasm. Maybe that's what fucking annoyed her. She was in the room trying to help, but she's like, "Why is my daughter fucking this idiot?"
I mean, that could be a plausible. I mean, yes, I don't know why, but yeah,
I've seen ghostly spirits.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Talk to me, spirit. Tell me your secrets. How come you didn't see my movie, Bob?
What's your movie?
Demons and Ghosts from Hell.
I didn't know there was... I didn't know you had a movie, Chip. I apologize.
Yes, I do.
Where can I see this? It's
shush. Join my Patreon. No, mine is 27 minutes.
You made a 27-minute movie?
What?
I know.
Why 27 minutes?
Just the way it worked out. It was for Halloween. I released it in November. You know, production delays with COVID.
What was it?
It was in the movie, Chip.
It was about a man confronting evil and ghosts and demons and whatnot. From hell.
Were these ghosts dressed like women?
No. Although that is what he considers confronting. Hold on a second. Daddy has a little boogie.
Much better.
Yeah, it was about confronting evil. That's why I got a shirt like this, because I respect it. You ever seen a ghost, Ian?
No, I haven't. I thought a house I was in was haunted because the light was flickering at night, and I said out loud, "Ghost, I wish you no harm. Please be in peace, ghost." And it turns out they were just getting electrical work done on the house.
Well, then the ghost heard you. I've said stuff like that to a ghost. Yeah. I'm like, "Evil spirit, show yourself." And then all of a sudden the light in the refrigerator started going on and off.
Whoa.
Yep.
Like Ghostbusters. Was Zool inside the refrigerator?
I was just opening it and closing it. And someone told me that's what happens when you do that. I was like, I thought it was something else. I don't mean to freak everybody out.
Well, I'm sleeping with the lights on tonight. I'm scared.
I always do.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I got roaches real bad. Like, I have to turn a fan on so I don't have to hear them.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Babe, you ever stay with someone who's got roaches?
Well, I'm from down south when you live in New Orleans, even like the rich people have roaches.
Do they?
Because they're below sea level.
Oh, you ever been to fucking Mardi Gras?
I have.
Me too. Throw beads at you. I wish I had some beads right now. You know, I didn't mean it. That was a salty joke, but I like the smell of Bourbon Street. It makes me hungry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's an interesting one, but.
Yeah, smells like sweaty backs and vomit. It really makes my fucking mouth water.
Ugh.
You ever been to Mardi Gras, Bob?
I've been to Mardi Gras a couple times, actually, yes.
What'd you do?
What did I do? What?
Yeah, why were you there? Were you doing a gig? Were you playing the horn? You like New Orleans jazz? Fucking put earplugs in that shit.
No, I don't. I didn't go there for jazz.
Ah, it's the fucking worst. Everybody's wearing a fucking suit. It's hot. The little shitty ties. The fucking thin tie. Not festive at all.
What about the food? Do you like the food down there?
Oh, love crawfish.
You like gumbo?
No, I don't. Fucking cute elephant, but I didn't like the fucking...
No, gumbo. It's not Dumbo.
Oh. Sorry, I'm just being cute. I don't mean to shit on your town, babe. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, it's not my town. I'm from Mississippi, so...
You know, it's funny. What's got four eyes but still can't see?
What?
Mississippi. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. When I was a kid, I learned how to spell it real fast. And I would walk up to girls like that and try to meet them.
Did it work?
Carefully. And are you okay? Never hold the sneeze in.
I could.
When I used to sneeze, my mother would tape my nose and put a fishbowl over my head.
Sure. Forget.
What were you going to say, Bob? God, no, don't be that. Shy. Because we live in a fishbowl.
Mm. Yeah,
sure it wasn't your space helmet. That's why I didn't say it.
Why? My mother told me, Chipper, you ought to be an astronaut. And I said, why, mother? And she said, because you take up space. And we laughed. And I said, Ma, don't be an asteroid. And she liked it a lot. Cute little space jokes, you know. Yeah. And then one time I said, hey, Ma, you got Klingons on your anus. And Reggie heard me, and he smashed me in the tooth with a work boot.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What's everybody doing for the rest of the night?
I have to go.
Where are you going, Bob? Careful.
You have to go read?
Max. Cool. I must read. R-E-A-D. Or must you read? R-E-E-D.
I read Max. When he goes to bed, we read a book.
What's your book you read for young Max?
Huckleberry
Finn. How about that?
I'm not reading him Huckleberry Finn.
Why not?
Seven. He's seven. He reads other books about dinosaurs and shit. And
I like dinosaurs. I'm a hilarious Rex.
I can't fucking take this. I just.
Who's your favorite dinosaur, Bob? All kidding aside. Don't say T-Rex. That's mine.
I'll say the raptor.
Oh, shit. Me too, because he would. I like any dinosaur that can make rhymes.
I don't. Please don't do it. Please don't. Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever's inside you that still lives.
Yo. Whatever, you know we are extinct. No matter what you think.
Oh, geez.
We got wiped out by an asteroid. The dust went up into the air. And then we just threw our eggs on the floor like we didn't care. That's all I got.
Okay.
Ian?
I like a Brontosaurus.
Oh,
they got long necks.
Yeah.
I used to see them and I would always go, God, can you imagine how long it takes them to shave? You know, sometimes you got to repeat it a few times so everybody hears it. What's your favorite dinosaur, Junon?
I'm going to go Velociraptor.
Oh, I like them because they can open the door too. So if you got packages, you can go, hey, get the fucking door over there into the kitchen. You know, they'll open the door for you.
Quick and vicious.
Yeah. You ever seen Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
I got an Oculus Quest. Did anyone got an Oculus Quest? They got that fucking... Oh, do you really?
Yeah. All right.
You play fucking Vader Immortal?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. Doing fucking... all types of fucking things and whatnot.
Lightsaber.
Yep. Fucking stupid Norton is doing Vader Immortal and he forgets that he has a barrier. And he swings his arm with a lightsaber through and he hits a counter and almost broke his fucking dumb hand. Wish he would have had the controller in his mouth.
I wish he was doing it on his balcony.
No, because he might have been killed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How many levels you get to?
I finished it.
Do you play all three?
Two.
Oh, then you didn't finish this part three.
Well, I finished the two games all the way. Yeah,
yeah, the fucking stormtroopers and all that's fucking great.
Pretty wild.
I was telling them jokes, cracking them up, you know.
Mm-hmm. You were talking to the stormtroopers.
Hey, did you get the ISIS mission where you can float in space?
I don't think
ISS
so.
ISS space, not ISIS. Wait a minute, they cut their heads off. No, yeah. ISS space station.
Yeah.
You should get that.
Yeah, all right, I'll get it.
Tune in. How come you don't have an Oculus Quest 2?
I don't even know what that is. So.
Oh, it's for video. I'm a gaming kid from way back.
Oh, cool.
I'm a gamer. I used to Twitch play Asteroids.
Yep. Do you Twitch stream?
No, I do it on Patreon.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I do a couple of shows once in a while. I'll bring a guest on. Junan, if you'd like to join, you're welcome to.
Yeah, I have no idea how to play, but okay.
No, you don't have to play. I mean, we just go and talk.
Oh, I can do that.
Yeah, I don't play games on there. I'm too embarrassed. And plus, I'm better than everybody, you know. This was a good one.
This was fun.
Nice and slow with a lot of stutter steps. lot of brick walls we all ran into.
The theme of this was shush.
It sure was.
In many ways.
In many ways, that's right. And the slam poetry, though, I didn't mean to get everybody teary-eyed and bleary-eyed. But as long as you're not weary-eyed.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like it more if I said leery-eyed as in your friend Dennis? May he not be a menace.
Oh, my God. I found that I don't have superhero powers.
You don't have superhero powers? No, you don't.
On this podcast, I just found out I don't have.
You know who the superheroes of the world are? The bombs.
But I've been trying to use my powers to open that robe for 40 minutes.
That's right. That's right. Well, if you know, because you're not the right superhero, you should be Flash.
Oh. I'd be Come Quick Man.
I'd be the Silver Pegatucker. Wait, no, I said that wrong. I was going to say Pegatucker, but I said Pega.
Oh, boy.
Like a Pegasaurus.
I'm glad your breast didn't fall out, Junan. Good for you. Thank you.
Yeah, God forbid that happened. It made all this worth it.
That would be very dirty.
I just can't tell where they are. I just don't know.
They're under her shirt.
I don't know if she's flat chested or she has boobs.
I'm definitely not flat chested.
No, she's not. She has breasts like Kay Parker from Taboo.
Oh, that's a great. Kay Parker's beautiful.
Yeah, she was lovely.
She's one of my favorites.
Mine too. She's an older woman, but she was lovely. Like, she had that mom thing that everybody liked.
Yeah.
Like, you ever making love to a girl, your toes point out and you go, I'm going to come, mommy.
Nope. I've never done that.
I'm going to come, mommy. Your head shakes.
Nope. Never done that. It's like a tadpole.
Yeah. Your hands go, I'm going to come, mommy.
Oh.
Fucking toes roll straight. Oh. Do you ever have a guy say something really unsexy to you? Ian?
I've heard some noises that make me.
Yeah, you ever have a guy try to be sexy and bomb?
Yeah, it's gross.
It's terrible, right?
Yeah, I'll be blowing a guy and I'll hear him like make a noise and be like, yeah, and I'll be like, you're gay.
Yeah, there's no emotion in this.
So humiliating.
Yeah. Beast blowing
you say
a guy and he goes, you know what, dude? He's like, oh, fuck.
You know what, dude? I'm going to come.
Yeah. Dude, don't tell Burr. Now, let me ask you, what's the guy said that you didn't think was sexy, Junan?
I don't know if that's ever happened.
Yeah, that's true. Girls go
crazy.
I'm sure
it has. I'm sure it has.
Like, would it turn you on? Go ahead, babe, sorry.
It was probably in my 20s when I was like absolutely blackout drunk every time I went out.
Oh, yeah.
So
I always tell a girl that when I'm like, as I'm pumping away, I'm like, babe, I'm about to bust a move.
And then do you go, booga, lugga, 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 lugga?
No, I hold on to her butt real hard.
Oh,
put my face in the neck of her. Did I ever tell you what Norton did to a girlfriend one time just to creep her out? Norton was just trying to be funny, but it bombed. His girlfriend didn't like it. He goes, what would you do? He said to his girlfriend, what would you do if you walked down the steps and me and your dad were sitting next to each other with our pants around our ankles, jerking each other off? She goes, what? What would you do? And then you saw that your father was about to come and he put his face in Norton's neck and went, ugh.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, just to be funny. She didn't think it was funny at all. Changed the relationship. It was just meant to be humorous. She didn't care for it. She said the face and the neck part got her. It was too graphic.
Sometimes you just gotta keep your thoughts in, yeah?
Yeah.
Can't reveal everything.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
Ian, where are you going to be? I know you got to go do your wrestling podcast. We're done.
You can follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/ianimal69, I-A-N-I-M-A-L 69. It's a real good time on Twitch. And I have a new show out called Ian's Infinite Playlist every Friday at 1 p.m. on Sirius Raw Dog Channel 99. And it's available on demand on the ad. I just had Jim Norton on today. We had a great talk. I'd love to have Bobby Kelly on. That would be an amazing time. I ask people to pick three bands. We talk about the bands. And then at the end of the show, I give them a song I think they'd like based off them and the music they picked.
Yep. I would pick great. Beethoven.
Mm.
What are your three bands, Bob? Tell me one.
I would have to think about
Little River Band.
I would have to definitely think about it. I wouldn't just say that.
How about the Little River Band?
No, it wouldn't be them.
How about Chicago? You're my inspiration.
Oh, God, no.
Karate Kid 2, if that don't make you cry, even though that's Peter Cetera. How about you, babe? Name a band you like and don't be shy.
Widespread Panic.
What's that?
Oh. Widespread Panic.
Widespread Panic. I don't think I ever heard that. What kind of music do they play? They're like hip hop?
Oh, no, they're a jam band, kind of a hard rock jam band.
Oh, you ever hear of the Grateful Dead or how about Fish?
I have.
You like them?
I like the Grateful Dead. Fish is all right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. How about Jack Lord from Hawaii 5-0? Fucking loved him.
You, what?
That was the song, the original Jack Lord.
Mm.
My mother used to get creamy watching Jack Lord.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, she used to say, oh, God, if they crucified that Lord, I'd let them bury him in my cave.
Oh, boy.
Real Jesus reference. Bobby, where can everybody see you? Because we're wrapping up. Don't be shy.
I'm actually Saturday night at Soul Joe's.
Oh, okay. Yep. Go ahead. Where? Plug.
Yes, I am.
Plug.
At Soul Joe's at Riverford, Pennsylvania, under the heated tent. Saturday. Saturday. And then next Saturday.
The 30th.
I'm having June 30th. I will be doing my pay-per-view from the Wall Street Theater in Norwalk, Connecticut. You can go see me live there if you live in Connecticut. But anywhere around the world, you can purchase the pay-per-view and watch me right in your living room in the privacy of your own home. So there you go.
That's chill.
RobertKellyLive.com for tickets for all that shit.
That's chill. And how about you, Junan? What do you promote? SSSH.com.
Yep, SSSH.com, shush.com. You can see Mirror Game and then my new short, The Treachery of Love. And then you can follow me on Twitter at JAD Extra Extra. And I'm on OnlyFans, JAD Extra Extra. And then you can chat with me on Cam, JAD Extra Extra, .cammodels.com.
I saw you. I got to complain.
Okay.
I saw one of your pictures on Instagram and your breasts were not fully covered. And it was showing the bottom part of them. And it looked like you had on a very like tiny bikini. And I was like, she probably didn't even realize.
I didn't. I'm glad you told me. I'm going to have to go and find it and take it down.
Take that down because people are going to look at that and go, oh, this is not right.
Get the wrong idea. Yeah, we can't have that.
Yeah. And if you want a ringtone and how can you not go to chipchipperson.com and they got all types of ringtone packages. If you want the whole kit and caboodle, you get, Chip's big juicy package, and that's got all the fucking ringtones in there. Yeah, it's got some really good ones. Go ahead, Bob. Which one do you want to hear before we go?
I don't
name one person.
What?
Go ahead. Don't be shy.
I'm not being shy. I guess Edgar.
Okay. Here we go.
The doorbell is ringing. Abra Falls.
Oh my God. Wow.
Yep. what started as a promising career in 1990. And here he is, five specials later. All right, everybody knows how we close this. Oh, boy. Here we go. Everybody knows how we close out. You yes. guys know. June Ann, you've only been on once, but you know how we close out, right, babe?
I'll catch on.
No, with the, you know, we all yell.
Remind me.
Why'd you tell her?
Tell her. It's Chippie-ki-yay Father Mucker, because we don't like to say motherfucker. Okay. Cut that part out. Okay?
Okie dokie.
All right, babe, give us a number and we'll count down from it.
Make it three.
Three, two, one. Chippie-ki-yay Father Muckers. That was nice. I hope everybody had a good time. Ian, Bob, the lovely June Ann, thanks a lot.
Thank you, thanks. Chip.
Thanks, Chip.
Always. All right.
We'll see y'all.